Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time. It's 10:06. I'm John Potter. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. All right. Man, wake up. Let's start right now.
You are awake. You are awake. Comedian. Do they say it now still? Comedian?
No, they do not.
Yeah, because I haven't heard that for a while.
That was a old school term.
So just comedian.
Comedian.
Jackie Fabulous is appearing at the Comedy Store at Silver Legacy tonight.
It's not the Comedy Store. It's the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Love the store, too, but they're not here.
Oh, my gosh. Let me scratch that up. Okay. The Laugh Factory. Well, this is kind of funny because you came here thinking this was TV. So I appreciate you dressing up for the radio.
Thank you. Anytime.
And you wore the Laugh Factory shirt. I should have looked at your shirt.
I'm a company
there.
Woman when I'm being paid by them.
Yeah. Okay. So the shows are 7:30 and 9:30 tonight at the Laugh Factory at Silver Legacy. Folks, go to JackieFabulous.com. That's Jackie with an I-E at the end. And check out this hilarious woman. Tell us a bit about yourself, Jackie.
I became a stand-up as a last resort because I've had every job in the world, went to law school, had the law degree, got married, got divorced, second divorce pending right now. So I'm fully...
Is that in your act?
Yes.
What do you say about the divorce?
I say that I divorced the first one because I was very young and I wasn't ready. It was too early for me to do that. This new divorce, I'm still too young. I'm not ready, and I'm kidding. I'm 55. But I don't want to be married. I realize now that it's not for me unless I really, really am comfortable with the guy. And he wasn't the one, that's all. And
see, I'm
no
married.
Animosity.
What's so great about the single life at 55?
You can do what the hell you want with your time and your money. You can feel how you want to feel. No one's opinion matters. I can travel the world. I can live elsewhere. There's a lot. It's a long list.
You're getting a lot of people thinking out there right now.
Good. So, leave your husband. That's the point. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
But one of the things I notice on the internet, you do a routine about why should women date older men?
I'm not sure what you saw because I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying if you got to, you got to.
Oh, okay.
And at my age, there is really no older men. There's no 60 and up.
Right.
It's 60 to tombstone. It's you and Jesus after 60 and 70 years old. But I love men in general. I didn't stop loving them because my marriage ended. Mm-hmm. And men my age and up are what my options are. I mean, the young ones are fun. But, you know, when it's time to fix the house and get things done, older gentlemen seem to know a little bit more.
Any rules for dating, Jackie?
Rules for dating. Have fun. The first date, there's a lot of controversy about spending a whole lot of money on the first date. You should just get a smoothie and go for a walk. I think we put a lot of pressure on finding the one every time you meet a new person. I had girlfriends who were always like, so is this the one? There's no one. Just enjoy dating and relax about it, and it will be fun. I think it's all supposed to be fun.
A big part of you is motivational speaker, obviously.
Keynote speaker and motivational. Yeah.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It pays excellently, and I enjoy it. Because I perform a lot doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want something to linger that'll last longer than, you know, just...
Something to fall back
on. Yeah. Not fall back on, inspire women. My audience are primarily females, and they want to be inspired and learn and laugh and not be embarrassed by the lessons, and that's my purpose.
You know, I've talked to a lot of comedians. Not one has been a former lawyer or was in the law.
That's interesting because it's very known that a lot of former attorneys and lawyers have become stand-ups.
So why
it's
did
very
you,
common.
Why did you leave such a profitable career in law?
It's boring, and it doesn't fit my personality. I don't want to do it. I loved it for the money, and I didn't practice. I got to make sure I say that. I got the law degree. I worked in L.A. Kind of like a lawyer, but didn't have the bar card. I represent no one. I did corporate law when I did it. It pays a lot, but I'm not the kind of person who wants to just sit in a nice office and just get a check. I want to travel the world.
What did your mom say when you wanted to be a comedian instead of being a lawyer?
All hated it. Mother, father, and aunt, those three raised me my whole life till I moved to California, and they still hate it. Father's dead now, so point is, it doesn't really matter what they think, because they're going to pass, they're going to live, and it's my life. You know, I come from immigrants, and the immigrants' mentality is move, get a job, get a house, get a husband, get a wife, have kids, and shut up. And so they want traditional lifestyle from me. But right. at this age, and one's already passed, you got to do what you want to do with your own life.
Well, I heard that when people ask your mom, oh, what's your daughter do? She tells them still that you're a lawyer.
Yeah, my neighbors, my neighbors are always like, so how's the road? She's like, well, you know, Jackie, when I'm not around, she lies. And I realized it's because immigrants don't understand entertainment. They like to watch it. They don't know how you get in that little box in your house. So my job still confuses the hell out of her. And the point is, I don't care. I love her. I can take care of her a little bit now better than I could in the past. And her opinion doesn't matter. Your parents' opinions don't matter.
Oh, there's that inspirational speaker yep. again here. Now, I guess you didn't actually grow up thinking I'm going to be a stand-up comedian.
No, but I've always been funny.
Yeah, and apparently you were cracking up at work so much that somebody suggested, hey, you might want to.
My girlfriend said, because I lived in L.A. in the heart of Hollywood at one point. So everyone I worked with was in the business. And I guess I was funny, but not a clown. There's a difference between being funny and being a clown. And my girlfriends were like, you should take this class. And it's a class by Judy Carter, a very funny woman, been comic for almost her whole life, wrote several books, the Comedy Bible, took her class for fun after work, mm-hmm. and everyone around me said, this is what you should do. So I've been encouraged since I started, and that's why I stuck with it.
The old story of the class clown. And
I just told you I was not a clown.
Well, no, I mean the other people, the comedians.
Yeah, entertaining. I was entertaining.
There you go. Don't call her a clown.
No, I'm not a clown.
your comedy is okay, so it's not political.
Never.
It's not its own weird thing that sticks out like a Gilbert Gottfried or something like that. It's what is your comedy? It's like everyday stuff. It's relatable stuff, right?
Relatable. I talk about what happens to me. I don't really have the observational, thing about cashews or Seinfeld style. I talk about I went on a date with a guy. He didn't wear shoes. He wore socks and sandals. And you'd be surprised. Women in the audience all together are like, oh! And the comedy's easy after that. If you discuss what bothers you, you'd be surprised how everyone is like, oh, my God, me too. I didn't know you felt this way. And it makes the stand-up easy because I'm talking about what we're all kind of like, oh, I didn't know that someone else went through this.
So you don't make that up. You went on a date with somebody who didn't have shoes on.
No. He wore socks and sandals and shorts and a T-shirt. And he's like, what do you want to do tonight? I'm like, I want you to put on a shirt and I want you to put on shoes. I want you to have buttons and a zipper. And that kind of stuff is funny to people who are like, I always go out with guys who are too casual. Thank you, Jackie, for bringing that out. It's easy.
Jackie, fabulous appearing tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 and 9:30. You already have been performing here, right? You performed last night?
Yeah, two shows last night and one show on Thursday. One show Sunday, 7:30,
okay.
And two tonight.
All right, so... So,
also, two for one. If they want to, people who want to come to the show or you're local, you can give your ID at the desk inside Silver Legacy, the casino. Uh-huh. Two for one. So bring your family, women, bring your friends, bring your dates. I can help get you. Can you say lay it on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, you shouldn't. But I can help get that help happen for you.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jackie, because all of our listeners are local.
Nice.
All of them. So this is two for one. What do you have to do to get the two for one?
Just show your local ID at the Silver Legacy. Call, go on. Online you can't do that. So I think you have to, when you get there and or call. Make contact with the casino.
Your website says you can also do bar mitzvahs and bachelorette parties or funerals. Is that a joke
Everywhere
or is that for real?
People gather, I can do. I did a joke at my own father's funeral. People will need to laugh.
Is that a thing where comedians are sometimes hired for funerals?
Yeah. Funerals have a big celebration. Once they put that body in the ground, it's time for the party and the food. And people are all sad. And they can't. Some of them get really excited. Oh, a comic. Thank God. Because I've been eating all this food. I've been crying for days. Now I can finally just close out. Uncle so-and-so is dead and gone. And I can laugh it off.
Oh, my God. That's so good. That is really, I love that. You're right.
Yeah.
This should be a time not to, I get mourning and everything. You miss the person.
Yeah.
But if their life was positive to you, you have to reflect that mood in the same way.
Yeah,
when you're saying goodbye to them.
I think Eddie Murphy said when he passes away, do not make a big deal out of it. Just wrap him up and go on about your life. And that's not really funny, but that's the way I look at, let's celebrate, let's mourn, let's laugh, and then let's put them away, and then let's move on with our
life. With that, too. All right, well, stick around. We're going to take a break here, but one more segment with Jackie Fabulous. I have so many questions, but she's appearing tonight, 7:30 and 9:30, Silver Legacy. Get 2-for-1 by showing your ID at the Silver Legacy, or you can buy your tickets online at JackieFabulous.com.
Sure can.
Oh, man, you are business. We're going to take a break. Be back shortly. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1016.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
I love laughing on Saturday morning. This is such a treat. Jackie Fabulous, oh, she's waving. This is not TV. I told you.
Everything is TV looking. When you are an entertainer.
Not a camera.
It's
Jackie.
Always a camera.
Jackie. Well,
she is on camera, by the way.
That's right. You are on camera.
There See you go.
So the producer can keep an eye on us, and he's
that's
in Carson
why
City.
I'm
and look at that.
On camera.
He moved the camera to you.
Yeah. Looks amazing. He's very smart.
She really did dress up because she thought John Potter was still on TV.
Yeah.
Don't bring that up. Anyway, Jackie Fabulous appearing tonight and tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory, 7:30 and 9:30 shows tonight at the Silver Legacy. And then I see you are off next to Miami, where you are boarding to perform on a cruise ship, a Norwegian cruise.
Yeah.
How do you do the cruise ships a lot?
I haven't done a cruise in about a decade, literally. But they keep coming back around. So I realize that's God's way of telling me you need to go back on the cruise ship.
Well, how are they different from the comedy clubs? And what do you like about them or not like?
What I don't like is being in the middle of the ocean. That's always going to take getting used to, because when there's not a show or we're not docked somewhere, it's just you in the water. So, and I'm always thinking, like, we could all just, just sink and die right now. Besides that, though, the ships are beautiful. There's endless, everything is free. I do nothing but, lay around, try the excursions, and perform for the people on the ship. It's fun.
They comp you on everything, right?
Everything. I do nothing but show up.
And they give you a nice room.
Yep.
And do they pay you, too?
Yeah. You think I'd be doing this for free?
Well, it's a cruise ship or something.
I do nothing for free anymore. Those free days are done.
but I was thinking it'd be kind of awkward. Okay, say you're on the cruise ship for 3 days and you're performing every night at the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you keep running into people who just may not leave you alone?
Everywhere you go.
That doesn't bother you? I mean,
no, it doesn't bother me.
They talk your ear off.
People love to be in my face, and it is a blessing and a curse. It's just part of the job.
Wow, you are one positive woman.
I am.
That is so
people hate that.
So awesome. So you have a book. It's called Find Your Fabulous. You're working on a new book. What's the new book about?
The new book is about decentralizing men and women living.
Decentralizing?
Not making men the focus. Part of the lesson I've learned from my last breakup is that I've always had a boyfriend. Not a good one, not a beautiful one, not the right one, but there's always been some man in the shadows of my life. And I'm going to live life now, as long as I can, without one. And I want to write a book.
But you like men.
I adore you. But I make them the focus. And they shouldn't be. I'm the focus. They're the gravy. I'm the meal.
No.
I was making men the meal, and I was the gravy.
No, we should be the focus. No.
No, not even if you're paying every bill, you should not be the focus. I can love on men and give them the world and give them all I can give without making them more important than me.
Okay. Suit yourself.
You know how they say when you're on a plane and you need to, if we're all going to die, put that oxygen mask on your own face first before you put it on your child's? That goes for everything in life. Dating, you're a parent. If you can't take care of yourself and be in good health, you can't do anything for anybody else.
So based on what you're saying, do you do motivational speaker gigs?
Yes. They're keynote speaking gigs and motivational speaking. I do it all the time. Can't you tell from my delivery?
Well, yeah, that's why I asked. Jeez.
I'm like a female Joel Osteen up here.
Okay. So, all right. Then, after the cruise, according to your website, you're off to Toronto.
Yeah, for the JFL, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Toronto.
Okay. Always curious about this. Are people really different in other parts of the country, like, or in Canada? Do they react differently? Is there more laughter in certain places? I've had comedians tell me that the toughest place to play is Las Vegas because, you know, they've seen it all. You know, yeah. It's harder to impress them.
Because Vegas people, they come from all over the world because it's Vegas. So they're tourists there. There are vacationers there. The locals, the audience is filled up with, you don't know who's going to be in the audience.
And they're probably hungover too in Vegas.
You know, drinking helps stand up. It doesn't hurt.
But Canadians in what parts of the country are better?
I just came back from Montreal doing the world's biggest comedy festival, Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
And I was written up in the press the first night of my shows because they loved me. Okay. I think as long as I'm relatable, nowhere I've performed in London, all over the world, I have seen no difference.
What city or state was disappointing?
None of them. They're all great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
They're very appreciative of any American taking the time out to travel where they live to do stand-up. Okay. They know that I don't live there. They know it's a lot of hours to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the food, sometimes the language, because Montreal was a lot of French.
Mm-hmm.
But once you finish your show, the material speaks for itself, and the audiences are like, I loved you. So I don't have a problem anywhere in the world because I keep it relatable with humans.
Are you going to be meeting the crowd after the show?
Sure.
Meet and greet. Love that. That is so cool
that
of you to do that.
Relevant.
Who's the opening act?
Tracy Skeen and Brian McKim. They are a married couple for like 37 years. And
they appear
hilarious.
Together?
Yeah. Well, no. She's the host and he's the feature.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
it makes the show real. The audience loves when he... I shouldn't say that. Come to the show! I'm sorry, I'm giving away their shtick. Come to the show.
Oh, you comedians are always afraid of giving away your shtick.
Yes, because we want you to give us your money.
Well, give him a little tease, though.
I just did. My host and feature are married. That makes the show extra dynamic. And then you have the one totally against marriage.
I won't
closing.
Steal.
It's wonderful.
I won't steal your jokes. I mean, you can tell what? They're not really jokes, though, right? You just do lifestyle.
No.
Relatable.
I do set up punchline. I do.
Oh,
I'm very
do one.
Formal.
Do
no,
one.
Not for free.
See, look at this.
Yeah, that's
every
it's called single... a teaser. Your whole point is to make people like me and tease them so they come
know,
give me money.
I just want more of you. More.
Then come to the show. You could come too.
Oh, my gosh. You're pro in sales also.
Yeah.
So multi-talented. Jackie Fabulous appearing at the Laugh Factory tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 and 9:30. Get your 2-for-1 tickets at the Silver Legacy, I guess, a little box office there at the... I know that place.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Awesome. Jackie, you have 1 minute. Anything else?
I have a special on Hulu called You Can Leave. Please watch that so I can make some more.
Oh, the Hulu special.
Yes, came out February 4th, 2026. Came out.
What do you talk about in the Hulu special?
It's called You Can Leave. And people hear that, they think I'm telling the man to leave. I'm talking about me leaving. And women overall. If you're in a relationship and it's not going well and it's draining you mentally, physically, emotionally, you can leave.
Is it funny?
Yeah. It's hilarious. I get a lot of DMs and from women primarily are like, I loved your special because I got the courage to leave my horrible marriage. You helped me.
Well, you say this, but what's funny in it?
What's funny in it? You have to watch the whole special.
Oh, Jackie.
Yes. I make everyday life experiences.
Yeah. Take my
funny.
Wallet. Oh, my goodness. You are very funny.
Thank you very much.
You really
much.
Are. And you are a joy to be with.
Oh,
and
thank
I
you.
Wish you the very best. You're one of my favorites.
Are you married, John?
Yes, I am.
Stop flirting. I'm kidding. I enjoy it. Please flirt some more.
You and Bob Zaney are the happiest or best comedians we've ever had in this studio.
Oh, I love Bob.
Yeah. Bob's great.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman and very, very funny.
I want to dispel the myth that comedians are sad and miserable people. Not all of us are.
All right. You're something else, Jackie. Fabulous. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. Going to break for Fox News. And after that, local news with Greg Neft. And then your texts, your calls, and a lot of local things I want to bring up here from now to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1029.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
And speaking of live, Greg Neft has been doing local news for us live on this Saturday morning. The host of the Noon News, Greg Neft, is with us. And I'm glad you're live here, Greg. I have a couple of questions because I know you've been following a couple of very interesting stories on the Noon News. One. Sure. In particular, just frickin' infuriates me, and that is this 5-year-old who was hit, run over. He was playing, the ball went into the street, and this Cadillac just mowed him over. Okay, so what's the latest? The car was found, but they haven't found the driver?
That's right. They found the car. As you said, it was a 2000 to 2003 black Cadillac sedan DeVille. I find it tragically ironic. This is very sad. It had one of those window stickers, translucent window stickers on the back of its rear window. It said, "Fearless." No, you're a coward. The individual who was behind the wheel was probably speeding. As you said, ran over the poor little boy. He had to be rushed to Renown, where unfortunately he passed away, and it took several days for that to happen. I can't possibly imagine. I hope he was not in pain. But the parents, they are beside themselves, obviously, as they, well, they should be. It's just a very sad situation. I'm going to guess, and again, you can't really speculate to this sort of thing, but
well,
why would you not stop? Why?
Well, okay, I'll speculate here. I saw the picture of the car that you posted on our X account. Okay, so this Cadillac, you said it has a decal that says Fearless on it. And I'm looking at the, like, super dark windows. Does this give you serious drug dealer vibes like it gives to me?
That,
see, I can
the guy was... The guy was drunk, dare I say. I mean, he didn't want to be stopped for a reason, and he wanted to get rid of that car as quickly as he possibly could. My guess is it points to classic intoxication, but they'll never be able to prove that now because it's well outside the window. Now, if he was on some sort of other substance besides alcohol, they might be able to prove that. But again, all points bulletin. They're asking anyone for help. If you've seen this at all, if you know anything about this at all, they are really asking. They want to get this guy off the streets, and I can't say I blame them. The family has started a GoFundMe account for the little boy and funeral expenses and all that. And you can obviously find it if you're looking for that. But, the family, again, beside themselves, all accounts, this little boy was a very kind little boy, and he was just going to chase
a
ball.
I saw
chase a ball.
I saw his picture. That is the cutest little kid there. Mm. But the guy, or if it's a guy, was driving without the headlights on. This happened at night.
Right.
It's just kind of odd that they have the car. They don't have the driver. Since they have the car, they could get the VIN number, find out who it belongs to. But I understand police not giving out this information. This is an investigation. We don't give away what we know. And also, they seem to be kind of trying to goad the driver to turn himself in. So I think we're going to see some action on that. Okay, another story you just did on the local news, and this is about the horrible avalanche that killed 6 clients and 3 guides out at Tahoe. And there were some locals in this. A man from Verdi was killed, 2 women from South Lake Tahoe. They're facing $151,300 in fine. And this is just OSHA. That's just OSHA.
Right.
So you can assume
Cal
much.
OSHA. It's not even federal OSHA. It's Cal OSHA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they're not even talking yet about the possible criminal wrongful death lawsuits that are yet to come. Anything you can add about this latest development? I heard.
Well, I think it. it really speaks to the fact that, you know, if you're going to go ahead and do something like this, and it is national news, by the way, if you're going to go ahead and do something like this, really know who your guides are, know that they know what they're doing. Blackbird Mountain Guides, that is the name of the company. Now, they said that they have filed a formal appeal. They think they were in full compliance with all regulatory requirements. Essentially, the Nevada County Sheriff's Department in California has forwarded results of its own criminal investigation to the county district attorney's office. So there's going to be a little bit more to this than, what we're seeing right now. And as you said, this was a 3-day trek, organized by this company known as Blackbird Mountain Guides into some pretty rugged wilderness. I mean, look, Tahoe, we know this. Living here in northern Nevada, Tahoe, it's the modern world, but Tahoe doesn't care. It's very unforgiving. And especially during the wintertime, when you go out and do this sort of thing, you are indeed taking a risk. That doesn't mean you should, have your life in your hands. Do you remember, it went down, the skiers made their way to some huts about 7,600 feet up in the Tahoe National Forest. 2 days later, they were trying to ski down the mountain when the avalanche hit. And this was a major operation. I remember covering this. I remember actually talking to some of the folks who were on the rescue team, and this was a major undertaking. So Cal OSHA issued the fines. The company failed to correct the imminent hazard posed by traveling in avalanche terrain when the avalanche danger was rated high. In other words, you shouldn't have gone out in the first place. That's what Cal OSHA is saying, and that's why these fines are there.
Well, this is the thing I don't get. This avalanche was not a random event that just suddenly happened. Extreme weather was forecasted for days ahead of time. Everybody in Tahoe knew how extreme this danger was, that this was acting like the storm of the year. Actually, I think it turned out to be the state's deadliest avalanche in recorded history. And they failed to cancel. Yep. And when it got really bad, the guides could have easily just have everybody stay in the huts until it passed. At least hopefully it's a lesson learned or something. What's kind of weird is that days before, I don't know if you heard this, but Blackbird managed to release their own report a couple of days ago, Yeah. And they found no blame, in their report. But anyway, again, still puzzled how you could have these the Sierra, what was it, the forecasting center, they put out some pretty dire warnings about this, and I just don't understand why they would. Did somebody really have to be somewhere? They couldn't stay in the huts. That's the big question I have. I don't get it.
Right. And, any law school graduate will tell you this is a classic case of negligence. Having said that, it's like, if you knew why, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Okay.
And they did not heed that advice.
All right. Okay. Well, anything else you want to bring up, my friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, we are right in the middle of the election season, and I find it fascinating that everybody is drawing the line on the California gubernatorial election. Everybody says, oh, it's over. Javier Becerra is going to walk away with this. Steve Hilton does not have a chance. Well, you know what? First of all, the polling has been wrong in so many races across this country, so I'm not sure I buy that, number one. And number two, those horrible new tire regulations, which, by the way, are going to benefit a lot of tire shops right here in Reno and northern Nevada, I think they're going to shift a lot of people's opinions, literally. 70% of the tires on the roads right now in California would not qualify under these new regs. You're telling people what kind of shoes they can put on their car. Come on. Think about it for a second. I think that might be the tide that kind of makes things turn just a little bit, if you catch my drift.
Well, the thing that gets me, these things happen all the time, and you think, oh, this is outrageous. The Californians are finally going to desert these crazy progressives out there and change, and they don't. They never do, and they're going to take it. And they're going to pay another $6.70 per tire, whatever the fee is on the tire manufacturers. And this affects us because the tire manufacturers are not going to make a special tire just for California. They're going to standardize. It's cheaper that way. So now we're going to be saddled with these so-called more efficient tires. How can a tire be more efficient? I don't even understand. Oh, well, it means less emissions. Really?
What?
Listen, it's a surprise to me that a replacement tire is different from the original equipment tire. What a mad world we're living in. I don't get it.
That's true. I mean, you go to Costco, there's so many choices, right. And it's like they're going to be curtailed.
And why do they even have to bring this up? You know, just, okay, so they're different. Just leave it alone. I just, see, I'm speculating. So, anyway.
Well, that's your job. You're a talk show host. You should speculate.
I'm the really? Facts guy. Okay. Well, all right. Maybe we'll talk next hour. Good job. How's the new news doing?
Oh, the new news, we are loving it. It's a lot of fun. I love connecting with the listeners. I love being able to get on the air and tell people what's going on. You know, nothing held back. If it breaks, we've got it. You know, if it's happening, we'll bring it right to you. And, you know, radio news in its most purest, best form, live, local, and late breaking.
Things break here?
Yeah, okay. You think? All right. You should see my equipment.
Yes. Okay. Awesome, my friend. Let's talk next hour. Doing a great job. Great. Love the new news. I turn it on for my walk home, and the app.
Thank you.
The app. It's easy. You just press the app, and it appears. And it's fascinating.
Totally.
Yeah. There's a lack of good local news in this town. Look at the TV stations. You know, I'm not going to name one, but listen.
No.
They'll do police press releases, and then they'll do the weather, and then it'll be something from their network. And where are the reporters? Where are the investigative reporters? We only have Joe Hart in this whole town who investigates things. I'm sorry to bang on the counter. Craig hates that. You're getting me riled up, Greg Neft, okay? We'll talk to you again next hour. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Totally.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good time for a break. Folks, you can call in 884-9910. If anything else, help me understand things. I'm just always, how does this happen? You know, who thought this was a good idea? I always think that every morning. So any topic you want to bring up, especially local, 884-9910, text it too. I'll check those texts during this break and read what we have. I'm here till noon. It's 9 to noon every Saturday. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1047.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello. I'm John Potter, live and local. 1050 is our time. Phone number 884-9910. Let's go to Letty, who is calling from Reno this morning. Hey, Letty, I don't think I've talked to you before. Good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
I have a quick question because I'm confused. Can you explain the new rate hike that NV Energy has going into effect the first of the year?
No, I don't have the particulars on that. I will find out and go into detail with it. That's a good topic to bring up next Saturday. I promise I'll do that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm not. I haven't done my homework on that one, but it doesn't surprise me.
It's something to do with the 15 minutes of your highest consumption. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it.
I will, dear. I will. I heard that they were offering kind of a discount deal. That was in the news about 5 days ago. So much to cover here. But anything.
What I'm concerned about are senior citizens.
Right.
Especially electricity with air conditioning. So, yeah, if you could, because I listen to you every Saturday, I would really appreciate it.
Will do. I'll tell you what. I'm writing this down because... if I have no guest at this time, this will be the time that I bring it up next Saturday after the 10:45 break. How about that, Letty?
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Put in your calendar. I'm going to be so fired up on this.
Yeah, because it's a little, to my thinking, but I know nothing about it. It's a little spooky.
Yeah, I'm going to get fired up about this because I'm a senior and... these power bills, unbelievable, just incredible.
Well, taking care of aging parents, I said, wait a minute, this is a little fishy.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Letty. Take care. What else is new? Animal Ark is set to reopen September 1st. That's the Tuesday after next, as the Bug and Stallion fires are nearing full containment. Bug fires at 94%. No firefighting right now. What they're doing is repairing and monitoring these isolated pockets of unburned vegetation within the containment. They have helicopters there at the ready to drop water if needed. Fuels like juniper, they can still smolder and then ignite the darn juniper. Again, red flag warning is on now to 11 o'clock tonight for gusty winds and very dry conditions. Now, the Stallion fire is 98% contained. Good job, crew. There's a new fire in Grass Valley, California. That's 20% contained. The fire 60 miles northeast of Fallon is 36% contained. Over 38 square miles burned at that one. And you know what? The total from the Bug and the Stallion fires, over 210 square miles scorched. Man, it takes me hours just to drive across 210 miles. And honestly, I do not, I'm old man. I lived here most of my life. I do not recall any Nevada wildfire that comes close to that. Do you? Well, the Satanists are back for the next Washoe County Commission meeting. You remember when they did this in 2024? A group calling itself Reno Satanic did the opening prayer, or in this case, the opening satanic invocation at a Washoe County Commissioners meeting a little over 2.5 years ago. It was the first ever satanic invocation before a government body in Nevada. Commissioner Clara Andriola got up and left the room as it was read. Good job, Clara. And this is Reno is reporting that Commissioner Mike Clark publicly called the Satanist a nitwit. Oh, man, he's going to get a curse put on him. Well, Reno Satanic is scheduled to be back to do it again this coming Tuesday at the monthly meeting. And when that is done, it's back to business. Commissioners will be considering then a motion to reduce the number of monthly meetings they hold. I wonder if the one had something to do with the other. this coming Tuesday's meeting begins at 10 a.m. at the 9th Street Complex. This is Reno posted a picture of the Satanist who did the 2024 invocation. I was picturing like a guy with a red cape, you know, wearing these fake devil horns and holding the spiky shovel thing. When I think Satanist, I think Halloween and George Romero movies, I guess. But no, this Reno Satanist who did the 2024 invocation, he looks like a regular guy with a bad haircut. You know that the only reason they're doing this is getting on the news, getting people upset, getting their picture and video on the internet. They know that they are less than 1% of the population. And what a great way to upset people who hold their religion close to their heart. But it's mainly a way to get in the newspapers. They still print those? And TV and Facebook and Reddit. That's it.
Well, John, you're doing just what they want. You're giving them all this publicity.
Well, true. Unfortunately, the format of the radio station is news and talk. It's literally our job to let people know that this is happening, especially at a public government meeting. But to spend your excess energy thinking up ways to upset and enrage people, what a waste. Now, tonight, the Reno Satanics, they're probably going to huddle around their table, and they're going to start reciting my name over a Ouija board, I guess. They'll recite my name before they drink their goat's blood, and put a curse on me. Maybe some stereotypes there. I think, you know, Satanists, and I picture like an episode of Night Gallery. I know that's very dated. I'm pretty sure that the top devil guy, Reno Satanist, I think that's my ex-boss. I'm not completely sure, but likely. Yeah, let's change the subject. No, but think of it. I mean, they're even less than 1% of the population. So they're not talking to their believers or anything like that. They're talking to people who will get upset at what they have to say. And it offends me. It really does.
Well, John, it's you can't lock out a religion.
It's not a religion. No, it's not a religion. I just stand by that. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but why allow this? I would put my foot down. I really would. Probably why I don't have a good career in politics. And let me see. We talked about that. Oh, Costco and Sparks may be getting more gas pumps. Again, I remember when they expanded the gas pumps. I'm going to do some research on this. I think I have something to say about Costco. Yeah, I do. All right. Maybe you do, too. We're going to read off some texts, and we're always ready to take your calls at 884-9910. And there goes the text machine right there. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM News Talk. I'm here till noon. FM News Talk time, 10:58, back shortly.